Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa; St. Paul, Minnesota; Akron, Ohio; Plainfield, Indiana; Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter; Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Hey, everybody. Lee here. Woohoo! It's spring! The flowers are blooming, the sun is shining, and seriously, it feels like we've been cooped up for quite a while now, doesn't it? Well, that just means that it's time to celebrate spring break! So let's turn up the volume and jam out to some of our favorite tunes with our favorite DJ, that's also a worm. Please welcome DJ Squirmalot!
What up, Lee? It's DJ Squirmalot, the world's greatest DJ who also just happens to be a worm. I'm a tiny worm with incredible taste in music.
DJ Squirmalot, I just can't believe we get to have you on the show again.
Of course, Lee. I'll always be here smashing that space bar for my squirmy wormies.
It seems like you're getting pretty popular.
It does?
Yeah, I mean, everywhere I turn these days, I see you.
You do?
On magazines, on the radio, like, even on television.
I have been getting out there lately.
You're getting really famous.
That may be truly, but fame is not the goal. I just want to spin tunes and make all my squirmy wormies happy.
So cool and generous. And to think, you got your start at Story Pirates.
Excuse me?
I mean, Story Pirates gave you your big break, right?
What did you just say?
Oh, I didn't mean anything by that. I just meant that before you were on the Story Pirates podcast, like, you know, not as many people knew who you were.
Lee, Lee, Lee.
What?
You think you're so important, don't you?
No, I don't. I just don't remember seeing you around that much before you were on our podcast.
And you've, let me guess, been everywhere and seen everything, huh?
Well, not everything, but, you know, I'm pretty in touch, pretty with it. Right?
You've been hanging out in all the worm nightclubs?
Well, no.
Oh, and let me guess, you've been on your tiny worm phone, looking at worm social media, reading up on all the worm celebrities?
No, of course not. Is that worm social media? Is that a thing?
Then don't tell me you're in touch, Lee! The worm media ecosystem is large and impressive and has heavily featured me for years!
Oh, I didn't know that. I'm so sorry.
Am I the first worm to use a human laptop to play music? Yes. Do I stretch my tiny worm body out to the length of a laptop spacebar and then smash myself down on that spacebar to start playing music? impressive to humans? Yes! Did a new era of fame for me begin when humans discovered me on the Story Pirates podcast? Yes! Is that all I am? No. Emphatically, no.
DJ Squirmalot, I am so sorry. Of course you have so much more to your career than this podcast. Like, I never should have implied otherwise. If anything, we've benefited from the association with you.
Do you mean that?
Yes, definitely.
You want to give me my own show?
Huh?
Never mind. Let's just play some tunes. Listeners, this first track is an oldie but a goodie. From a 12-year-old in New Jersey named Hannah, this is The Case of the Musical Cinnamon Buns.
There was a cinnamon bun factory on the edge of a cliff overlooking the sea. There was a nasty storm and the water surged. Then a magic spitting monster from the ocean emerged. It crawled up to the factory on hands and knees and spit its magic on the pastries with a giant sneeze. And the buns came alive and they stood on the cliff. And to everyone's astonishment, they started to riff.
Whoa! We're flaky, sweet, a cinnamon treat in a fluffy frosted roll. Our voices and smell can conjure a spell that'll reach down to your soul. We're sugar and spice, but if you want ice, hey babe, we're not the ones. We're a bakery snack, and we're on the attack. Get ready for the cinnamon buns. Cinnamon buns, so aromatic. Cinnamon buns, a bit dramatic. Cinnamon buns, not just any dessert. Cinnamon buns, we're so delicious. Cinnamon buns, we're not nutritious. Cinnamon buns, stand back or you'll get.
The cinnamon buns had people hypnotized, enchanted, fascinated, and mesmerized. Two detectives knew they had to break the trance, so they traveled the world with their own song and dance.
We are detectives, fa-la-la, we saved the world from cinnamon buns.
The spell was broken, they'd almost won, but they still had to beat the original bun.
Whoa, I'm flaky, sweet, a cinnamon treat in a fluffy frosted roll.
So fluffy,
my voice and smell can conjure a spell that'll reach down to your soul. Get ready for the cinnamon buns.
The detectives were determined to finish their mission, so they challenged the bun to a dance competition.
Whoa, the original cinnamon bun coming through.
Dance competition, let's go.
Yeah.
Whoosh.
Doing the
swirl.
Go detectives. Go detectives.
Oh, I didn't stress, but it doesn't matter because I'm crushing it.
You saw that?
Dance.
Those moves are pretty
dance.
Good, but I got something else.
Detectives were victorious, their game was strong, but they never would forget the bun's incredible song.
Whoa, we're flaky, sweet, a cinnamon treat in a fluffy frosted roll. Our voices and smell can conjure a spell that'll reach down to your soul. We're sugar and spice, but if you're looking for an ice, hey babe, we're not the ones. We're a bakery snack and we're on the attack. Get ready for the cinnamon buns.
The Story Pirate Spring Break Mixtape, and I'm your host, DJ Squirmalot. And that was The Case of the Musical Cinnamon Buns. And hey, Lee, don't you have some exciting news about that song?
I sure do. Hey, grown-ups, Story Pirate's newest album, The Strawberry Band, is out on April 9th. It's our fourth full-length album after Cat Sit on You, Backstroke Raptor, and Nothing is Impossible, featuring 10 of your favorite songs from the Story Pirates podcast, remixed and remastered for your listening pleasure. We've got The Strawberry Band, The Case of the Musical Cinnamon Buns, Fun Crazy Weird Hair Store, Weird Sisters, Hedgie in the Cloud Kingdom, Glowy in the Friend Adventure, The Fairy Without Wings, The Night I Started Sharing a Room with My Sister, Blue Knight, and I Have a Cookie, available wherever you download and stream music. All right, back to you, DJ Squirmalot.
Okay, squirmy wormies, let's do it! This next track is another song from the new upcoming album, The Strawberry Band. It's by a 9-year-old from Missouri named Evelia, and it's called Weird Sisters.
All right, get settled down, settle down. Today we have two new students and their sisters. Would you girls like to come up and introduce yourselves to the class?
Whatever. That girl's my sister.
And she's my sister. Her name is Weird.
And her name is Weirder.
We are so wacky. We put our clothes on backy words.
And we like taking turns.
Talking, making up new words.
Gibber, gibberish.
Goo goo, meanie, gaga-lish.
A wishy washy swish. Cuckoo in a cabal kiss.
A run, a rosy.
No Gucci, Tucci, toesies.
Hepsib, way, waffy, woo.
Waffy, red, foo, yeggy, foo. Weird sisters. Oh, yeah, we some weird sisters. Weird sisters. We're born from the same mister. To California drifters. Weird sisters, we're weird and that's okay.
Well, that certainly was an introduction. Didn't understand a word of it with all the gibberish.
That's the point.
You guys are a bunch of weirdos.
Thank you.
That wasn't a compliment. I'm a bully.
You can't pick on us because we're fabulous and because, baby, we don't care.
We like the way we are because we set the bar and because girls like us are rare.
Hey, you over there with your hand in the air.
You got a question you want to share?
I'm Dooley and I want to be like you, but I guess I'm kind of scared. I want to be wacky and put my clothes on backy words. I want to act absurd, talking top with made up words.
Okay.
But I'm so scared to be picked on if I act this way.
Here's an idea. Why not stop caring what people say?
Weird sisters. Oh yeah, we some weird sisters. Weird sisters. We're born from the same mister. Weird sisters. Two Cali thorny drifters. Weird sisters. We're weird and that's okay. We're weird sisters and you can be weird too.
Okay.
Take our advice. Do whatever you want to do.
I will.
Switch those pants around, we're back in front all over town. No one can bring you down, you're weird and that's okay.
Huh, this backward pants thing is pretty stylish.
We know.
And how about this? Ugh, I feel ridiculous.
The only thing ridiculous is how good your gibberish is.
Really?
Yeah.
Weird sisters, oh yeah, we some weird sisters.
And Dooley.
Weird sisters, we're born from the same mister. Two California drifters. We're three weirdos, and you can be weird too.
Hey, you three weirdos are so weird.
This again, you gals ready? Let's do this.
We do not care.
Sorry, I'm still learning the, like, cool, weird laugh. So, do you guys want to, like, come over? My mom can make snacks. Or are snacks weird? Are they like cool weird? They don't have to. We don't have to. I'm just so happy that I'm a part of this.
Weird sisters!
Funnelicious, boogalicious.
Weird sisters!
Go bop, baby, baby, murr.
Weird sisters!
Boogalicious, baby, ding, 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 ding.
Weird sisters!
So I'm laughing, yeah, I'm yeah,
weird, no. Weird sisters! Oh yeah, we some weird sisters.
Rocking up so high, 30 moons, doing a rock song. those 30 moons.
Squirmy Wormies, this is the Story Pirate Spring Break Mixtape, and I'm your host, DJ Squirmalot. That was 30 Moons from the new Story Pirates show, Sleep Squad. Grown-ups can find out all about Sleep Squad by visiting storypirates.com/news. And speaking of sleeping, I just realized that Lee is taking a nap in the next room. Let me show you. Just gonna scoop my worm body over this whale. Yep, up. And there he is, snoozing and snoring. Let's see if we can give him weird dreams by whispering in his ear. Hey, Lee.
Huh? What is it?
Lee, this is an announcement for Lee.
Yeah? What's the announcement?
Lee, you are not a human anymore. You are a big pink worm.
I am?
Yes, Lee. You squiggle around in the dirt like a cute wiggly worm.
A cutie worm?
Yep. You are the cutest worm anyone ever saw, except for DJ Squirmalot.
Well, that goes without saying.
That's right, Lee. Now go squiggle in the dirt, you big pink cutie worm.
Okay, I'm gonna go squiggle in the dirt. Here I go. Squiggle, squiggle. Squiggle, squiggle.
Yikes. Lee is quite susceptible to suggestion. Typical human.
Squiggle, squiggle. I love the dirt.
Okay. We're gonna keep the earworms coming with a new song from the recent Story Pirates Holiday album. It's a topic that's close to my heart. Please enjoy Diggy Day.
Diggy Day, Diggy, 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 Diggy Day, Diggy Day, Diggy, 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 Diggy Day, Diggy Day, Diggy Day, Diggy Day, Diggy Day. It's the day that everyone makes Diggy Day.
diggy 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 day, diggy day, diggy day, diggy day, diggy day, everyone digs.
My fellow kid Americans, this is your president, Mike.
We like Mike!
And as my first decree, I declare tomorrow will be a holiday.
Hey everyone, James found something.
It's a treasure chest, and it's unlocked. I don't believe it.
It's the legendary cheesecake of eternal life. The legendary cheesecake of eternal life.
The cake of legend.
The legendary cheesecake. The legendary cheesecake of eternal life.
I think that was a pretty successful first Diggy Day. We dug a little bit, had some cake, and became immortal.
Diggy Day, Diggy 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 Day, Diggy Day, Diggy 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 Day, Diggy Day, Diggy Day, Diggy Day, Diggy Day, it's the day that everyone digs. Diggy Day, Diggy 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 Day, Diggy Day, Diggy 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 Day, Diggy Day, Diggy Day, Diggy Day, Diggy Day, the day that everyone digs.
Dig.
What a great song! Just be sure to be careful when you're digging on Diggy Day. Watch out for worms! Listeners, we've got more music for you coming up right after these words for the grown-ups.
We'll be right back.
Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 through 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes, igniting imagination in children, offering activities that encourage musical curiosity, and developing knowledge of musical concepts. To find all of the fun, child-friendly games and quizzes, just go to, I can't remember. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
Peter, do you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids?
I sure do. Practice, practice, practice.
No. That's the old joke about Carnegie Hall. I'm wondering if you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids.
Kids can practice too, Lee. Jeez.
I know kids can practice. I'm just wondering how to find Carnegie Hall Kids.
It's on 7th Ave between 56th and 57th Street.
No, Peter, not the physical Carnegie Hall. I'm talking about the website, Carnegie Doggy Hall Kids, where kids can check out fun musical games and quizzes.
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, there's one quiz called Animal or Instrument.
Ooh, good question. I think you either sound like a crow or a trumpet.
No, not me. Animal or Instrument is a quiz that asks kids to listen to sounds and then guess how they're made.
Sounds okay. I'd rather learn about different musical traditions from different cultures, though.
You can do that at Carnegie Hall Kids, too. I just need to know how to get there.
You're going to want to take the NQ or R train to 57th Street. You can't miss it.
It's a website!
I can make an elephant sound!
Very good, Peter.
Thank you.
Start your child's musical journey today at kids.carnegiehall.org.
Hey, you figured it out!
That's kids.carnegiehall.org. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is brought to you by Paramount Pictures' new big-screen family comedy adventure, IF. Set within the magical world of imaginary friends, IF's fantastically fun, original story entertains audiences of all ages and delivers a comedy packed with lots of laughs and heart. IF is in theaters May 17th. Personally, I'm looking forward to seeing IF because of all the weird, wild, and funny characters. I saw the trailer, and there's this weird banana-looking character that you can only see in the trailer for like a second, but I'm obsessed. What's that guy's deal? I cannot wait to find out. Plus, if you know me, you know I like a stacked cast, and this one has got it all. Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., and Steve Carell. A-list much? Not to mention that IF also has my personal favorite actor of all time. That's right, Jon Stewart. I am excited to see this movie, not least of all, because I'd like to see and or hear Jon Stewart on the big screen. From visionary director John Krasinski, IF is about a girl who discovers that she can see everyone's imaginary friends. It's the perfect movie to see with the whole family and takes audiences on a magical big screen adventure filled with heart and hilarious laughs that are meant to be shared. Best of all, IF celebrates the power of a child's imagination, which, you know, sounds pretty good to me. See IF in theaters May 17th.
Welcome back, my squirmy wormies. Let's keep the party going with a song from a 9-year-old from New York named Bridget called Jumping Bean Jack and Bouncing Bailey.
My name's Jack.
And my name's Bailey.
We're twins and we hang out daily, 'cause it's fun and that's what it's all about. There's so many things that are fun to do. One thing that we can't live without: our portable trampoline. It's our portable trampoline.
That's what portable means.
It's our portable trampoline.
Move it, move it. We can jump like a bean,
bounce like a ball. We can do it all on our portable trampoline.
Jack, Bailey, be careful. Don't jump on that trampoline when other people are around.
We'll be careful.
Did you buy them that portable trampoline?
Well, I didn't buy them the trampoline. I thought you did.
I didn't buy it.
Grandma!
Oh, we bounce high.
And we bounce low.
We bounce wherever we go, in the park or at the grocery store. A quinceañera or a luxury cruise.
Yep, we jump wherever we choose.
There's a place we bounce that we adore. At
attention, students. Stop all learning immediately, because it's
recess!
Portable trampoline.
At recess.
Portable trampoline.
That's what portable means.
In our portable trampoline.
We can jump like a bean.
Bounce like a ball. We can do it all on our portable trampoline.
Wow,
Wow, you guys are good, but be careful. Someone might bump into your trampoline.
Ugh, you sound just like our parents.
Who are you?
I'm Dylan. I'm the new kid.
Oh,
hi Dylan.
Wanna watch us jump really high?
Okay, but I think it might be just a little bit dangerous.
Ready, Jack?
Ready, Bailey!
Higher and higher. Higher and higher. Higher and higher. We're nibbling on a star. We've never gone so far.
Are you okay?
We're good.
It could have been a lot worse. You can say that again. That's what I was trying to warn you guys about. I used to be just like you. Jumping and jumping, higher and higher, not worrying about who was around. But then one day, my older sister tripped and bumped into my trampoline while I was bouncing. And that is how I got this scar!
Oh! Gross!
Well, now you know. See you later!
Now that we've seen that scar,
it's clear that we took things a bit too far.
Jumping wherever you please leads to super nasty scrapes on your knees.
And I don't wanna fall on my butt real hard.
So let's move the trampoline to where it won't be seen in our backyard.
Portable trampoline.
Portable trampoline.
Portable trampoline.
It's our portable trampoline.
Welcome back to the Story Pirates Spring Break Mixtape. I'm your host, DJ Squirmalot. Time to rev up with this next track from a 10-year-old from Australia named Isaiah. Here is Quark Power.
Once upon a time there was a galaxy, and in that galaxy there was a solar system, and in that solar system there was a planet, and in that planet there was a continent, and in that continent there was a country, and in that country was a state, and in that state there was a town, and in that town there was a house, and in that house there was a person made of atoms, and in those atoms there were quarks, but these were no ordinary quarks. They were
super quarks, flying around and zapping germs. Super quarks, flying around and zapping germs.
One day, Super Quark was flying around, saw a germ taking candy off a baby. Super Quark didn't like that.
Hey, get it back!
He bellowed at the germ, but the germ looked up and yelled,
in the house.
not ordinary. Super quirk.
Happy birthday, dear Delbert. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Delbert.
Lovely party.
Don't forget to make a wish before you blow out the candles.
Here I go.
Ooh. Hey,
now I'll serve everyone some delicious cake on these good paper plates. Wow.
This paper tastes great. It's quality.
And now I'll serve everyone a tasty drink out of these good cups.
Ooh,
oh, nice. Here you are.
Thank you.
Wait a second. This isn't a good cup. This is a bowl.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
No, this isn't a good cup either. This is a colander. I'm covered in milk.
Oh, let me get that for you.
I almost feel bad that I'm the only one here who got a good cup. Wait, that's not a good cup. Is this a garlic press?
I'm so sorry, everyone. I wanted to get good cups, but I don't know the first thing about good cups. Delbert, I'm sorry that I've ruined your birthday with these not good cups.
Oh, nothing's ruined, Mom. I wished for good cups, and I have a feeling my wish is gonna come true any second now. Ah, right on schedule.
Oh my goodness, it's a little cup!
Ha, not just any little cup, Mom. It's rapper, party legend, and all-around good cup, Lil Cup.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay. Party people, if you do not have good cups, get ready for good cups. Lil Cup, now that's me. Let me introduce my fellow good cups. This is the good cup anthem. Let's go.
It's time to celebrate. Happy birthday to you. You need this special cup. Take this one. It's blue.
In a hurry for refreshment, this cup, it's so fast. Or maybe try a slow cup so your apple juice will last.
All those cups, cups, cups. Yeah, those cups, cups, cups. We are cups, cups, cups. We are all good cups.
Wow, this is a lot to process.
Mom, it's rude to interrupt good cups.
I'm so sorry.
They come in different sizes, like big or small. Some cups are won as prizes, like swag cups from the carnival.
You're a winner, baby.
Those cups will cool you down, but these cups will bring the heat. For a thirsty emergency, fire cups.
Fire cups.
They can't be beat.
All those cups, cups, cups. Yeah, those cups, cups, cups. We are cups, cups, cups. We are all good cups.
Wow. These are really good cups.
I think I'm starting to understand good cups. But this beat is a little exciting. I could use a break.
Yeah, yo. Okay, it's time to relax and get zen. Introducing Yoga Cup.
Hello, I'm Yoga Cup. Let's start with Warrior One and take a sip. Let's move into Triangle Pose and take a sip. And one last gulp as we ease into our downward facing dog and sip.
Yeah. Remember to stay hydrated. Water is life, y'all. Good cups back at ya.
Pogo cups are jumping. They have their ups and downs. Bring out your disco cups when you make your dancing rounds.
Are you getting tired? Then it's sleepy cups for you. Pour some soda into twin cups when a single cup won't do.
We love to party with all of you.
Our friends.
That's why we use these time cups so the party never ends.
All those cups, cups, cups. Yeah, those cups, cups, cups. We are cups, cups, cups. We are all good cups.
Now that I have these good cups, let me try serving you those tasty drinks one more time.
That's delicious. Thanks, Disco Cup.
I am a cup. I am a cup.
Now that's what I call apple juice. Thank you, Slow Cup.
You're welcome.
A hot tea, perfectly hot. Way to go, Fire Cup.
Ooh, ah, my ears are burning. I mean, I guess all of me is burning.
Ooh, ow.
Mom, I want to thank you for making this the best birthday ever.
Don't thank me. Thank the good cups.
Okay, let's thank them together by singing the chorus one more time.
Okay.
All those cups, cups, cups. Yeah, those cups, cups, cups. We are cups, cups, cups. We are all good cups. All those cups, cups, cups. Yeah, those cups, cups, cups. We are cups, cups, cups. We are all good cups.
Everybody cup your hands.
The end.
break mixtape. I'm DJ Squirmalot. My worm is that last song was Good Cups by an 8-year-old from Florida named Timothy. And now, we've got an oldie but a goodie coming at ya. Going all the way back to the early years and featuring our good friend, Kristen Shaw. From a first grader named Madeline, this is I Love You the Best.
I love you the best. I love my mom, I love my dad, but I love you the best. I love my dog, I love my cat, but I love you the best. I love birds and I love fish, but I love you the best. I love him and I love her, but I love you the best. Oh, I love you the best.
Well, my squirmy wormies, we've reached the end of this year's Story Pirates Spring Break Mixtape. But don't worry, I've got one more track for you to get wiggly to. Thanks for joining us, and I hope that everyone, human, worm, or otherwise, has a great spring break. Here's the final track from a fifth grader in California named Pierre. Here's the guy, DJ Squirmalot, out!
Yo, what up? I'm a stick figure, name is the guy. I live in Stickville, and my life is so fly.
Why's your life so fly?
I'm just happy, it's a blessing. And I sit all day eating chips with ranch dressing. I lounge so languidly, I suppose that you could even say I was a lazy bone.
You're a lazy bones.
I know, I'm hecka lazy.
Is that the whole story?
No, wait, it gets crazy. Picture this, it was peaceful, a Tuesday afternoon. I was sitting at home, eating chips like I do, when I heard someone rapping on my chamber door. I was like, aw, man, this never happened before. Popped off the couch and pounced to make it open. Some muck on the rug and the dude's mad moping. He goes,
I'm Mr. Serler and I'm here to say that I am having a truly terrible day. I woke up this morning to put chips in my mouth and was frightened to find not a chip in the house. I was out and about on a route to find some lunch when I heard from your home an unmistakable crunch. Would you, could you give me just one chip and an itty bitty little bit of ranch to dip? See, I'm a lazy bone.
Well, wait, you're hecka lazy?
That's precisely what I am.
Me too. That's super crazy. So there I was on my porch with some sap named Silly Mr. Serler, and he wanted a snack. What was I to do?
You tell us.
That was rhetorical. I gave him a chip, and now that moment is historical. Cause he said,
thank you,
and went on his way, but then he came back the very next day.
Could I have another chip?
And I was like, sure, but then he came on Thursday, yet he wanted some more. He came day after day. It was a chip and dip crisis.
Did you like it?
No, I did not like this. I even offered to share out of my good graces. He said,
how could we share? We live in two different places.
Now that was the last infraction. I decided at that moment to take some action.
But you're a lazy bone.
I know, I'm hecka lazy.
What happened then?
I just went crazy. I felt it. I went insane in the brain. I called the crane driver, told him bring your crane.
And the crane driver just followed your suggestions.
When someone wants a crane, I don't ask questions.
Hitched Mr. Serler's house to the crane. Drove the whole thing on a chain in the rain. Got slide it to my place and then let it drop.
Next to your house?
No, right on top. Oh. Mr. Serler was hanging in the house the whole tour.
I thought my house was moving, but I wasn't sure. Why'd you smash them together? Guy, what's the basis?
Well, we don't live in two different places.
Oh.
Which means that sharing is now what we do. Well, week I buy chips, next week it's you.
And you're both lazy bones.
That's right, we're heck of lazy.
What you think of my story?
Guy, that was crazy.